Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just moments. I want to talk a little bit, if I may, about the fall birding tips from Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner. They remind us, close up those purple martin houses, preventing sparrows and starlings from entering, and keep out the bird baths. You might put out white millet to attract migrating birds. They say grackles continue to leave, goldfinches continue to molt, and please keep bird feeders clean to prevent diseases. You know, the birds, they just love the seed from Cardinal Corner. It is the freshest. In fact, the folks there will help you choose the right seed to attract the birds you want to attract. From 1-pound to 50-pound bags, they have custom mixes, their own recipes to bring you the best birds to your backyard. And by the way, if you have not subscribed to their newsletter, it's a monthly newsletter, it's free. Just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. A lot of great tips from that newsletter. Cardinal Corner, by the way, opens 7 days a week. Stop in. See Lee and Pam. They're in West St. Paul, Butler and South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center. You'll find out that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning, Jim. It is officially 46 on this Sunday morning.
46. Okay. I'm writing that down. Did they say anything about the wind?
It's right now northwest of 24, but gusting to 40.
24 to 40 northwest.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, it's been roaring here all night.
Yes, I heard it too. Yeah.
Yes. Just starting to get light here. 42 degrees, partly cloudy, strong northwest winds here in the northwest side of Lake Waconee, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. Sunrise today, 7:46, sunset, 6:07. And next weekend, we start with Central Standard Time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 10 hours, 21 minutes of daylight. We've been losing daylight at the rate of about, a few seconds less than 3 minutes per day. So we've lost 20 minutes of daylight since last Sunday, and now 5 hours and 15 minutes is the total daylight loss since the summer solstice on June 21st. We still have 1 hour and 35 minutes of daylight to lose by December 21st, the winter solstice, and first day of astronomical winter in the Northern Hemisphere. Today, October 28th, we have the same amount of daylight as last February 12th. Normal high for today is 52, normal low 35. Records for today, October 28th in the Twin Cities, high 75. Boy, that would feel good. 75 back in 1948. The low for this date, 17, was hit twice, 1905 and 1925, 17 degrees for the low. Most precipitation ever fallen in this state was recorded in 1874, 1.97 inches. And the most snow, 0.4 inch, 1895. We're lucky to have these records going way back. And now, starting next year, the records will be for 200 years.
Wow.
The waning gibbous moon sets at 11:56 this morning, just before noon, and will rise again at 9:22 this evening. Last quarter moon is on Halloween. That's this coming Wednesday, the 31st. And the next full moon is Thanksgiving Day, November 22nd. One of the state's most remarkable winter storms occurred October 31st to November 3rd. I remember it very well. 1991. I was teaching in Hopkins. But this it was called the Halloween Blizzard. And at least 30 communities in Minnesota reported 20 or more inches of snowfall, including the amounts like 28.4 inches in the Twin Cities and 36.9 inches in Duluth. Incredible. We can still find little and big pockets of fall colors to enjoy. Golden yellows continue to be seen on some sugar maples, quaking aspens, and eastern cottonwood trees. Reds on a few sumacs and red osier dogwood shrubs. Dark reds and rich browns on pin oaks and red oaks, and smoky gold foliage on the tamaracks. On churches and schools and other buildings, we see Boston ivy vines that still display fall color mostly in the reds. A fairly common shrub called the burning bush, also winged euonymus, still has that fiery rose red foliage. Those leaves are gorgeous. The last two I talked about, Boston ivy and the winged euonymus, are native to parts of China, Korea, and Japan. We continue to see flocks of American robins hunting on our lawns and feeding on wild grapes and juniper berries and crab apples. Bittersweet vines have dropped their leaves, leaving the bright orange fruit. Lawns are still nice and green. This week marks the normal peak of the leaf raking season. Leaves can be shredded with a mower and then left on the lawn if it's not too thick, or put into flower beds and vegetable gardens to enrich the soil and help hold the moisture. Chrysanthemums keep on blooming and adding color to fall gardens. They can withstand some frost and a temperature as low as 28 degrees for several hours and keep flowering. I've been watching leopard frogs lately. They're moving back into lakes and ponds and slow-moving streams where they'll hibernate. American goldfinches are in their somber winter dress, looking mostly brownish. In southern Minnesota, Franklin's gulls and ringbill gulls follow farmers doing fall plowing, and these gulls are picking up worms and other small animals in the soil. The information on sunrise and sunset times and weather history, astronomy, and phrenology, which I've been doing using this morning, is available in the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide Environment Calendars. The 2019 editions of both the Wall and Engagement Calendars are available in many book, gift, and wild bird stores throughout Minnesota, such as Cherry Street Books in Alexandria, and Christine's Hallmark in Elk River, and McInthune's Fine Foods here in Waconia. Now, next Saturday, November 3rd, I'll be at McInthune's Fine Foods in Waconia signing weather guides. I'll be there from 11 to 1. I've been one of the weather guide authors for 42 years. I can't believe it's been that long.
I can't either.
What a privilege to be able to be a part of that. For that publication. Talk to Danny and Lynn Havlicek from Havlicek Orchard, located about 6 miles north and east of New Prague. I talked to them last night. They continue to pick the well-known late-season apples, Harrelson, Fireside, and Keepsake. And they report this has been a very good apple year. Today, for the last time, their orchard is open for pick your own from 10:30 to 5, and Denny will be selling apples at Kingfield Neighborhood Farmers Market at 43rd and Nicollet in Minneapolis from 8 to 1. You know, I noticed one thing this morning. Our furniture is not blowing around. That's the outdoor furniture.
Oh, no. No, that's not going to happen. I don't care how windy it is.
It hasn't moved a millimeter.
And it still looks new, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about By the Art patio furniture. Jim and I tell you about this CCO Land company. Deb and Roger started many years ago. I think it's close to 24 years ago now.
That's Jim. Great.
Yeah, it really is something. And that's all they do. And they do it so well that Jim and I urge you, if you have the chance, and it's a quick drive, it's like 15 minutes, I think, from 494 and 169. It's a quick drive down 169.
Right. It's not that far past the Chaska turnoff. You just keep going on 169, and you'll see the building on the left side.
As you're heading south, absolutely.
Yep.
And I find it interesting, Jim, that on average, I found out they sent me this information, people replace their patio sets every 2 to 3 years. That's not By the Yard patio furniture. That's the other stuff. By the Yard, again, it's a CCO Land family-run business. You buy By the Yard, it's going to be the last patio set that you're going to buy. You just keep adding pieces to it. If you like those Adirondack-style chairs, I know, Jim, a lot of folks do, you'll find 11 different ones, starting at $359. I mean, this is good stuff. I mean, it's probably, I would say, given a 35-year warranty, it's without a doubt, in my opinion, it's the best patio furniture your money can buy. You're never going to buy anything else once you experience By the Yard. They're experts in the industry, and Jim and I urge you, check out that the showroom down on 169 and join. Huge showroom. And if you're not sure of the directions, a lot of folks after Jim's show get on the web at buytheyard.net. Request that free catalog. It's got directions and colors and all sorts of stuff in that catalog. So get on the web at buytheyard.net. See what Jim and I talk about every week. This is just great. The best patio furniture your money can buy. You'll find out that that's absolutely true. All right, Jim, what else do you have this morning?
Oh, I was just thinking of the furniture. It rained yesterday, so ours looks... It looks so nice.
Nice and clean, yeah.
Yes. Mary Brislance from Lutzen reports that she is still seeing many snow buntings, Lapland longspurs, and horn larks. These are migrants from the north. And the first fox sparrow arrived at her feeding station this past week. This past Thursday, the 25th, Mary drove down the North Shore and west and, you know, a little south to Brainerd and back. That's a 400-mile trip. But one thing she really noticed, she said, she took note, the many tamarack trees growing in wetlands that were displaying this beautiful smoky gold foliage. Wow. I know what she means because we got a chance to see it too. Art and Barb Straub, two long-time naturalists and educators from Le Sueur Henderson, lately report a flock of cedar waxwings eating crabapple trees, four opossums up in an apple tree, and eastern bluebirds lined up on utility wires, and a still active wood frog. Art and Barb saw the last two monarch butterflies of the year. They flew by, and they said they flew by their exhausted flower beds. In other words, there weren't a lot of flowers left. That was 10 days ago, October 18th. And it was a sunny afternoon, warm temperatures in the low 70s. Well, I hope those two monarchs made it. Not all the way to Mexico yet because they can only go 11 miles an hour, but they're on their way. And talking about monarchs, this is the week the first migrating monarchs are expected to arrive in their wintering grounds on the mountainsides in the state of Michoacán, west of Mexico City. It's always a big deal when they arrive there. Tim Grady reports from the Lanesboro area that autumn is a season for brown trout to spawn. They are now spawning in shallow flowing stream waters. He photographed a pair of brown trout in the process of depositing eggs and milk in their red. It's spelled R-E-D-D. Now that's a nest in the pebbles and sand that they excavate, moving their tails back and forth. Also, Tim Grady notes that numerous bald eagles are migrating through the valleys now. A number of red-breasted nuthatches arrived from the north the first part of September and have been foraging and the old growth white pines all fall. Red oaks are displaying reds and browns, and aspens still have golden yellow leaves. That's in the Lanesboro area. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report that farmers in their area made great progress this past week with the harvest of soybeans and corn. And it looks like all the soybeans and most of the corn has been combined in their area. This past Wednesday, the 24th, Sandy and I traveled through parts of western Wisconsin, like New Richmond, Connersville, Prairie Farm, and Ridgeland. Farmers were busy combining both corn and soybeans. The native tamaracks in low areas displayed the beautiful smoky gold needle-like leaves. Some quaking aspens were still showing golden yellow leaves, and the red oaks displayed rich tones of brown. And even the small red oaks had red leaves on them. Naturalist Matt Shute reports from his home in Golden Valley. Last Sunday morning at daybreak, the air temperature was 27 degrees in their yard. And by 10 a.m., 90% of the leaves on the big ginkgo tree had dropped. Now, that's the critical temperature, I guess, the 27 degrees, because our next-door neighbors have a big ginkgo tree. The leaves are still on it. They're still green, but they are starting to turn yellow. And Matt said this year the ginkgo trees leaves didn't get a chance to turn to the yellow stage, and they dropped while still green. I noticed the same thing in Waconia last Sunday morning. Ginkgo leaves just falling from the trees. Matt Shute notes that 15 species of birds are coming to their backyard feeding station, including lots of dark-eyed juncos, mourning doves, white-throated sparrows, fox sparrows, and I should mention, all of these like to feed on the ground. So sometimes you get discouraged if you only have one small feeder that's above, but if you put some food on the ground, these birds are going to find it. They also have a red-breasted nuthatch from the north. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live on the edge of Northfield, report that both red and white oaks are displaying reds and golden brown leaves. And they said it's a nice contrast with the green spruces and pines. And Ray also told me something interesting yesterday. See if I can find it here. He said that on September 20th, the National Weather Service has confirmed 21 tornadoes. One was in Wisconsin, 20 in Minnesota, and 7 of those in Rice County, where they live. And the breakdown with that is that that's the most tornadoes in the month of September in Minnesota, and it all happened in one day. And they had a lot of damage in their yard, but they're recovering. They're doing a lot of work, cutting up a lot of trees, and they've even replanted 5 new trees. Ray and Marlene have 15 species of birds coming to their feeding station, including white-throated sparrows and dark-eyed juncos, which are the most numerous and feed on the ground, as I mentioned, and up to 8 northern cardinals coming at one time. And I should mention also that northern cardinals like to eat on the ground. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault report their bittersweet vine has bright, dark red fruit. This past Thursday and Friday, that'd be October 26 and 27, about 15 pine siskins arrived and were eating seeds from the paper birch tree in their backyard. Also, they've had up to 100 cedar waxwings feeding on fruit from hackberry trees and junipers. This is also in their backyard, and using their backyard bird bath, drinking lots of water. And I should mention that too. Birds this time of the year and through winter really need the water. So if you can possibly get one of these heated bird baths, you're going to enjoy watching all the activity there. Last Sunday, Tom Bover saw a flock of about 40 migrating water pipits. These are small brownish birds with white on the sides of their tails. These tail wagging birds were in a farm pasture that had very short grass. Tom and Lisa, bovers are feeding quite a few dark-eyed juncos, white-throated sparrows, and white-throated sparrows at their feeding station. They also had red-breasted nuthatches, a couple of them, but they took off in the last week or so. They don't know where they are. But that's the way migrants are. They can, come and go. Well, that's all I've got.
Okay. Well, before you go, Jim, I want to make a mention, a couple of observations from our listeners. Cheryl from Lakeville said she and her husband on the 24th, so 4 days ago, found a pair of bluebirds at their home.
That's great. That bluebirds are still hanging around a bit.
The 24th. And then we got a notice that in Brooklyn Center yesterday at their home, they saw some red-winged blackbirds. Like you had mentioned before.
I did too. We're singing like springtime.
Mm.
Love that sound.
I always love that sound myself. I'll tell you what, Jim, let's have another show next week.
Look forward to it.
Have a good week, Jim.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning with more Nature Notes. Get your questions ready for Dr. Hilden. It's going to be an open line show on Healthy Matters straight ahead. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.